loser. He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying. Oh, that takes me way back. Old enough that I can remember when this song came out for the first time. Golly, that is a long time ago. Little River Band, Lonesome Lover. Still a great song. All right, we're going to catch up with Rachel Holder now, who is a senior catchment coordinator with Thriving Southland. Rachel, good afternoon. Welcome to the muster. How are you?
Hi, Andy. No, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Yes, great to have you on the show again. Seasonal change. We're only a couple of days. I was getting confused about this. We're only a couple of days out from winter, aren't we? 1st of June. Man, where did the first 6 months of this year go? Because it's 5 minutes ago, it was February.
I've actually been asking myself the same question, and we're one of those people moving on the 1st of June, so I'm thinking, I really thought I had a bit more time to put some boxes, but it's crept up and it's here, so the frosty mornings are certainly getting us in the mood for winter, all right.
Are you doing a farm shift?
Loosely, I'm a lifestyle shifter.
Life sentence.
You've got it. So yep. Just happened to be on a dairy farm at the moment that needs their house back.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah,
it's inconvenient.
I know, but hey, grateful for the opportunity to be here. So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well. But you're right. It is a massive change. And on farms, it's not just the seasonal change, as in the climatic. It's everything. 1st of June, May 31st, 1st of June. The old Gypsy Day, Moving Day. I'm not quite sure what I'm allowed to call it nowadays, but it certainly it comes up in a hurry.
It does, and it comes up in a hurry, but it's also, you know, like a, I guess it's a chance to reflect and sort of see what has happened in the last 12 months. And it's also, you know, a chance to look forward and sort of get excited about what we're sort of going to get up to this next season. And I guess this sort of winter time, as we get darker days and a bit colder, we were sort of thinking, oh, it's a great chance to bring the potluck back. Sandra Campbell, fellow colleague, really, she's going to push this one hard this winter and try and get people out with their neighbours and, you know, meet who's moved into the district and or, you know, who's new to the schools and all of that sort of stuff.
The old potluck dinner.
Can't beat the old potluck.
So it's kind of the same as it's like a winter barbecue, isn't it, the old potluck dinner?
Yep, just no one has to stand out in the cold and freeze themselves. So, yeah. No, it's cool, it's exciting, we're looking forward to it.
It is an unusual lifestyle for farming, dairy farming in particular, where especially if you're a share milker, a contract milker, even a farm worker, one to two to three, sometimes 5 years, you do up and move your entire family, maybe in the district, but sometimes to an entirely different region or island, and you've got to start again with your social circle.
Yeah, and like it would be a harmless plug not to say that, you know, we're hoping catchment groups can play a little bit of a part in this space and, you know, invite new people to the district along. And, you know, I have a bit of a conversation about some of the projects that are happening and, you know, places and areas that they might be able to get involved in and find out a bit of history, a bit of culture around what, you know, the new area that they're living in. Mm. So awesome opportunity, to be honest.
It is a new, I was going to say new, it's not right, it's not what I'm meaning, but you're right, catchment groups are a new group or a style of group of farmers, a collective, I suppose, that probably traditionally in the past hasn't been there in a lot of ways, but certainly it's a way to meet, greet, catch up and do good for the environment.
Yep, and they're a really good support network. You know, catchment groups sort of started with the sole purpose of the water quality side of things, but they've really morphed into, you know, their rural communities, supporting them with events, meetings, peer support, the whole, you know, shooting box and making it unique to where, you know, where you're living and where your kids are going to school and where you're playing your squash and where you're having your beer down at the pub. So hopefully, you know, it helps really align where people can get together and have a conversation.
Speaking of conversations, how did your women's Enviro evenings go? Looked like I saw a couple of photos, especially the one that Ro was at. Looked like a great night.
Yeah, no, anyway, it was fun. It is fun to hear also, and, you know, it's very loud and you've got a whole bunch of, maybe like 200 plus women in Invercargill. all having great conversations. Sarah Baldwin, big time listener, reckons bush is back. So, you know, getting those plantings done and getting some beautiful bush areas in our surroundings was her take home message. But we had three wonderful speakers, really cool messages. You know, there's lots of fun things, lots of exciting things happening out there. And it's inspiring to hear that, you know, every person can make a change or an impact with what they're doing. And we kind of got to the opportunity to share all of those ideas.
Winter drop-ins, what are they? What's happening with those? Is this a Catchment Thriving Southland initiative, or is it across the board with the other industry groups?
It's totally across the board. So the Ace Catchment has taken this one a little bit by the bull by the horns. So there isn't a lot of wintering field days sort of happening at the moment, but we know that people need to make a plan. So between the sort of industry bodies and ACE, the catchment group, have come together and they provided, we've ended up doing six drop-in sessions. So today is the last one, as you know, we move into sort of June. But they're at a town out at Farm Source and Farmlands, and feel free, they're going to be there until just after four. So you've still got time to drop in if you're in and around a town out. And we're just sort of encouraging people, if you've got a question about your winter grazing practice, these guys are there to answer them for you. We need to write down our plans. We know that people have got a winter grazing plan, but we need to write it down. You need your staff to be involved, and that's what these drop-in sessions were all about. So we plan to sort of pick them up again in June once people have sort of got their animals fully transitioned. You know, they're into crop, and potentially we've probably had a bit more rain, so we can see, you know, maybe a bit more opportunity for some fencing that needs done or some extra bales put in here or whatever that might look like. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good. And it's great to see them up and running and people are taking part. What's the sense that you get at these drop-ins with the farmers? Are they, you know, all on board in this, or are they kind of there grudgingly?
Oh, no, definitely not grudgingly, no. The sense is, you know, it's a transition we're going into. This is the winter grazing plans are just, you know, a start to get into that whole farm plan space. You know, we're just recognising that, you know, we need to write these things down. We need to have plan B, kind of plan C as well. So people are managing a lot of crops at the moment. You know, they've got a lot of cows, a lot of sheep, a lot of animals that for the next couple of months potentially require, you know, a little bit more attention to detail, more so than they have in the past. And if you can sort of have that thought process now and write it down, when it comes, you know, and sort of rubber hits the road when you're dealing with a couple of weeks of rain, at least you've been able to have a thought before and you can sort of play out what you thought and or make any changes. So, yeah, no, like they're on board. People are just keen to have somebody just in a casual setting listen and, you know, answer their questions in a real-time format, which is awesome to provide that.
All right, Rachel, if someone wants to get involved with Thriving Southland, how do they do that? Or I suppose if they want to get involved in one of these groups, the local catchment groups?
Yes, no, I would love to see everybody there. Everybody is in a catchment and can be a part of a catchment group. So check out Thriving Southland's website, www.thrivingsouthland.co.nz, or check us out on Facebook. All the information's there, and the contact details for your local chairperson are available, and they're always keen to have new members and hear new ideas. So we'd love to see that. And a big opportunity to see sort of what things Thriving Southland and ACE have been up to is the Expo, which is happening in Otautau on the 11th of June. So it's all about future farming systems, and we've got some really great speakers, some great technology, static displays, and that's sort of kicking off from 11:30 on the 11th.
Yeah, I was invited to that, actually. I was coming. Unfortunately, the road trip to field days with Ro and I got in the way, and I couldn't make it. So I would have really loved to have been able to come along and be involved in that day. But maybe another time, so that would be great.
Maybe another time. Definitely. All right. Oh, we'll let you know how it goes.
Yes, well, no, we'll get a report. Andy Muir will be doing the muster while we're away, so you'll be able to talk to him. All right, Rachel. Hey, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. We'll catch you again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andy.
All right, Rachel Halder there, Senior Catchment Coordinator for Thriving Southland, in particular the ACE Catchment Group. Some great stuff happening. Good to see the evolution of catchment groups. I think that's what we're talking about, Thriving Southland, as being another entity, another vehicle for farmers to get together to support each other and to work for the environment positively. So really, really good stuff. And I know The rest of the country is watching the way that this Thriving Southland initiative is going out. Certainly had some good money behind it from central government. One thing that I will give them credit for, Damien, well done on this. Not so keen on your employment and your migration rules, but this one you've done well. Rightio, after the break, I'm trying to catch up with him, Andy Muir. If not, we'll just wrap the show up.